Native American Stories. Chapter 1. Etu, the Hunter. We walked silently and carefully across the glistening snow. The sun shone on the snow and made it sparkle and shine like the stars in the night sky. Before we left our camp, my brothers had told me many times that I must do exactly as they said. If I did not, they would send me away. They said that as we walked, I must step silently and carefully into my older brother's footprints. My oldest brother, Hakan, was 6 years older than me. He was the lead tracker. His footprints led the way. My brother, Delson, was 3 years older than me. He followed closely behind Hakan, stepping easily into his footprints. I was right behind Delson, trying hard not to wobble from side to side as I stepped into his enormous footprints. My father and uncles moved in a straight line some distance behind us. These were the men in our family who hunted and killed the great creatures that roamed across the land we lived on. Each man held a flint-tipped spear and an atlati, or spear thrower. My brothers and I had our slingshots slung over our shoulders. This was my first hunt. We were following a herd of woolly mammoths. We were waiting for one member of the herd to fall behind. As soon as it did, the men would move forward and drive it into a ditch. We had to be careful, though. It was important that the creature did not sense our presence. If it did, it would certainly charge at us using its great size and curved tusks as powerful weapons. If this happened, the herd itself would panic and would stampede for sure. I loved to listen to the sound of the crunching snow beneath our feet. I loved the feel of the icy wind against my cheeks. All around, the tips of tall green grass sprang up from the snow-covered land. The woolly mammoths dined on the lush grass. They used their tusks to push the snow aside so that they could reach every juicy part of it. We walked until the sun began to sink in the sky and a golden haze touched the shimmering earth. I spotted various clumps of tall grass that brought faint color to the mostly white, crisp terrain. As we walked, I thought about my mother and sister, who were also at work. They were repairing the shelter we had built from mammoth skin, bones, branches, and earth. Several days earlier, strong winds had damaged the camp we had set up near the herd. They knew, as did we, that mammoth flesh could feed many people for quite some time. It could be dried and saved so that it lasted until the next successful hunt. A mammoth's skin and fur could be made into warm clothing, or it could be used to make a cozy shelter. Suddenly, my brother Hakan stopped moving and raised an arm. Then, he signaled for us to crouch down. We immediately did as he commanded. I peeked around to see the men behind us doing the same thing. My brother put a finger to his lips and looked at us directly, signaling us to be quiet. I could tell that he had spotted a lone woolly mammoth. As we crouched down in the snow, the hunters began to move forward. I held my breath as my father and uncles moved past us. I knew that they would not use their spears until the giant creature had been cornered in the ditch with no way out. My heart pounded in my chest as I watched the men suddenly surround what seemed to be a young mammoth. They drove it with such skill into the snow-covered ditch, whooping and hollering as they went. Then, without hesitating, my father and uncles launched their spears. I watched this great and powerful creature fall, crashing to the ground.